You heard me. I never told a lie in my whole born days.
Shucks. I know a couple of times you did a little fibbing when you was talking about your checker plan.
Yeah, if I did say something a little far-fetched now and then, I didn't do it on purpose. Look at Washington. He never told a lie.
Yeah, but look where he is now.
Well, that's just enough, you smart alecin. Get busy and do something. From the looks of things, you could just as well have phoned in today. I just wish I could think of the right words to call you.
Why don't you look in your favorite dictionary?
Because the words I'm a-wantin' ain't in the dictionary. Now get busy.
Well, what do you want me to do?
What do I want you to do? If that isn't just like you, stand there and say, what'll I do? It certainly is a comfort that I've got ahead on me.
Yes, a solid comfort.
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
You think that people are coming over here to give you a cup for being such a fine fella? They only know what an ordinary old critter you are. They'd give that cup to you over the head.
Yeah, shucks. You're just mad because you ain't getting no cup.
What would I be wanting with one of them there cups? They ain't good for nothing.
Well, they're kind of nice things to have. It'll look pretty nice with sitting in the window with the canned goods.
Well, we ain't putting that cup in the window. Don't look right for business people to be bragging about how good they are.
You're going to be right proud you ever knowed me, Zeb.
Ain't so sure.
Didn't I show them what a fighter I was? Didn't I win this here fight for Mrs. Howe? I tell you, Zeb, there ain't nothing I can't do.
Don't talk like a darn fool. The next time you feel one of them all-powerful moods a-coming on, try scratching a match on a cake of soap. That'll cure you.
There's going to be a great big doings for Corn Center, Zeb, me getting that cup.
Yes. Do you remember what Mrs. Howe said about our clothes? We'd better get that catalog and do a little ordering from the general supply.
I don't know what's wrong with my blue serge suit. I've been wearing it for a long time, and I ain't had no complaints.
I tell you, you can't wear it. This is going to be one of them swell affairs. We've got to dress up as good as the other folks, don't we? Now, you get over to Mrs. Pinkley's and get our catalog. She's been using it to look up the price of electric washing machine.
I don't feel like walking clear over there just to get an old catalog. I get tired of walking.
You do, huh? Well, then you can just run a while. Running's good for your health.
Running never did nobody no good.
You know about that. Running from a load of buckshot did me a lot of good once. Now go on and get going.
I just hope you get a bad knee sometime, that's all. Dagnabbit, you're always thinking up work for me to do.
Yes, and you're always crabbing about it. Let me see now. Three more orders and I'll be all through. You'd have fared to Midland business today. Now you're a darned idiot. What'd you forget now? Excuse me. I thought you were somebody else, mister.
Well, that's quite all right, my good fellow. I'm just passing through your little village, and I thought I'd pick up a little local color.
What color do you want?
I'm afraid you misunderstand me. I'm a poet. J. Waldo Livermore, poet laureate.
Well, who's Laurie?
Oh, you're a vacuous nonentity, a parasite, and an encumbrance to the earth.
Say, will you say that over just once more, kind of slow? Well, I'd like to use that on my partner. Sounds like it'd fit him to a T.
Let me enjoy this rustic environment.
Rusty what?
Oh, what a pleasure it is to be here, to be a part of this gorgeous plan that nature has mapped. Beauty, beauty everywhere.
Yes, sure. There's some mighty good-looking gals here in Corn Center.
Please, don't be physical.
No, I was just telling you about the gals here. I say that they...
The beauty of which you speak is only skin deep.
What is that, Mr. Walder?
Mr. J. Waldo Livermore, poet laureate.
No, now, don't start that again. I just asked you what you said.
I'm inferring that the beauty of woman is only skin deep.
Well, that's deep enough for me. I ain't no cannibal.
Oh, a dainty plant is the ivy green that creepeth all ruined souls.
What are you talking about now?
That's some of Dickens.
It certainly sounds like it.
Then you, too, are a lover of the finer things. Have you read all of the Pickwick Papers?
No, we don't get that here. Just the Corn Center Gazette.
I'm afraid that you don't quite follow me.
Yeah, if you're going where I figure you are, I don't want to follow you.
Let me initiate you to the realms of true beauty, to joy and ecstasy that only man of great letters appreciates. Just look out that window. Can't you see the true beauty of Mother Nature?
What?
See that tree standing there?
Well, certainly I can see it. It's been there ever since I can remember, 40-odd years now.
Look at it closely. Don't you see the symbols of courage, adoration and true loveliness.
Where?
You must have read Trees by Joyce Kilmer. I know that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew that you had the soul of a poet and the brain of an artist.
Yes. I am sort of artistic.
Of course you are.
Yes. You know, I wish my partner's here so you could tell him that. You see, ever since he found out they're going to give him a cup, he figures he's just the whole thing around here and I ain't nothing.
Ah, but you mustn't permit him to do that. You must assert your personality. Remember, assert your personality. And now I must depart. Like a dove, I flee. Like a dove, I flee.
Yes. So long, mister. Say, you drop in sometime when Ed's here and tell him what you said about me. You're getting so darn stuck up over that cup business, there's no living with him here. Oh, so you're back the same day, huh?
Yeah.
Well, where's the catalog?
Mrs. Pinkley wasn't at home.
Oh, land of Goshen. Just when he wanted to pick out some new clothes, she...
Yeah, well, I don't need no catalog to pick out clothes. You see, I'm going to Squidgeville and get me a suit made by a tailor. I guess if I'm good enough to get a cup, I'm good enough to wear tailor-made clothes.
No, so you think you're good enough, do you? You think you're real good. Well, just let me tell you something. You know what I am? I'm like a dove-eyed flea.
Huh?
I said I'm like a dove-eyed flea.
Well, by the ginger ribbon.
And I'm going to initiate you into the realm of true beauty.
Hitting the hard cider again.
Just look out the window there. You see that tree?
Certainly I see it. Well, what about it?
What about it? Ain't you never read Trees?
How's that?
Red trees. Red trees!
I'll be dead red. Now he's seeing red trees.
I ain't seeing red trees. You don't get the idea, that's all. I got the brain of an artist.
Well, you better give it back to him and go home and go to bed. You ain't feeling well, Zeb.
I tell you, I'm all right. I'm just asserting my...
Yeah, but you just go on home and take a rest. I'll mind the store.
I say certain my personality.
Yes, I know, Zeb. It's something you have.
Huh? Well, what's something I get?
That's what's hurting your personality. You just go home now.
Well, I just ain't going home. And if you think you can come over...
What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, Zeb just hurt his personality. Now he thinks he's a wall-eyed flea.
I'm not. I said dove. Dove-eyed flea.
But I don't understand. He says that he's
been seeing red trees.
Why, perhaps he's ill, Mr. Peter.
Yeah.
Now, dad dang it, I ain't ill. Can't shine it. I never see such a bunch of dumb fellas in all my born days. Try to be a little artistic, and they think you're crazy. Do you want something, Professor?
No. I understand that Mrs. Howe wishes Mr. Peters to be properly attired to receive the cup next Friday evening, and I was wondering if he'd like to borrow my full dress.
Well, do I have to wear a full dress?
Oh, yes, that's really the proper attire. And I thought that as we're both about the same size, it would be useless for you to spend the money to buy one of your own.
Well, see, that's mighty nice, you professor.
Oh, it's nothing at all. I'll have it pressed and send it down to you.
Yes, well, thank you. That's fine. Thanks ever so much.
Well, don't mention it. Good afternoon.
Yeah, you'd have to drop in again any time. Say, by cracky, that's what I call a real true friend.
Yeah, but I don't get the idea. What's the dress full of?
Why, it'll be full of you when you put it on.